From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House says the military will resume medical evacuation flights for seriously injured earthquake victims in Haiti by tomorrow morning. The flights have been suspended since last Wednesday when a dispute arose over where the Haitians would be treated and who would cover the cost of their care. The freeze on military medevac flights has not halted such evacuations completely, however. A relief group called Partners in Health flew three children on a private jet to Children's Hospital in Philadelphia today, where they were greeted by a team of doctors.
Everybody okay?
Sir.
Jesus.
Back in Haiti, Dr. Fouk Lee, who's with Partners in Health, says without the flight, the three children would certainly have died.
I'm very, very excited that we are, through other channels, through the Partners in Health connections, we're able to get these patients out.
Lee says one of the children was a 14-month-old boy with third-degree burns. A top White House advisor says no final decision has yet been made on whether self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other suspected terrorists will be put on trial in New York City. NPR's Tovia Smith has more.
Plans for a civilian trial just blocks from Ground Zero have been opposed by victims' families as well as officials concerned about security. Speaking today on NBC, White House advisor David Axelrod said President Obama is taking those concerns into account.
But he also believes this, that we ought to bring Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and all others who are involved in terrorist acts to justice, swift and sure, in the American justice system.
Republicans want the trials conducted by military commission. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke today on CNN.
What we need to do is deny these people a show trial.
McConnell predicts lawmakers will vote against funding a trial in the federal courts. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
The White House is calling on congressional Republicans to support a jobs bill aimed at reducing the nation's high unemployment rate. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the bill would be enacted more quickly if it has bipartisan backing.
I can think of no better message to send the American people at the beginning of this year and at the beginning of this decade that Democrats and Republicans will put aside their differences and work together to pass a tax credit for small businesses.
Gibbs was on CNN's State of the Union today. The proposed federal budget that President Obama will send to Congress tomorrow includes $100 billion for tax credits and other incentives to boost hiring and reduce unemployment. But House Minority Leader John Boehner says Obama administration policies are partially to blame for many of the job losses.
We've got to change those job-killing policies if we expect the economy to get going again and put Americans back to work.
The Obama administration has countered that hundreds of thousands of job losses in the U.S. occurred early in the year before the president's stimulus plan was enacted. This is NPR News from Washington. Yemen's government has rejected a ceasefire offer from the country's northern rebels and called on the militants to pledge not to attack neighboring Saudi Arabia. Yemen's Supreme Defense Council also says the rebels must comply with the government's original ceasefire offer, which demanded that the militants disarm, release captured soldiers, and withdraw from strategic positions. The fighting in Yemen has intensified since last summer, claiming an undetermined number of lives and uprooting 125,000 people. Authorities in Mexico are investigating the killings of 13 students in the border city of Juarez. Monica Ortiz Uribe reports the students were gunned down at a party there early this morning.
Gunmen traveling in a multiple-vehicle convoy surrounded a house party in a middle-class Juarez neighborhood and opened fire. Most of those reported killed were high school-age students. As many as two dozen others are reported to be gravely injured and receiving treatment at a Juarez hospital. A short-lived decrease of daily murders in Juarez ended this weekend, where so far some 35 people have been killed. Ciudad Juarez is at the center of a fierce drug-related battle between warring drug cartels and the federal government. The city, which borders the United States, has the highest murder rate in the country and among the highest in the world. In the last 2 years, more than 1,500 people in Mexico were killed as a result of drug-related violence. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.
Authorities in Moscow are holding dozens of people who were arrested at an anti-Kremlin protest today. Several hundred demonstrators gathered in a central Moscow square in defiance of a ban imposed by authorities. They say the Russian constitution guarantees the right to gather. Riot police moved in and quickly broke up the demonstration. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.